This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. We start with politics. What happened this week and what happens next? Tomorrow, Hillary Clinton is expected to announce her support for Barack Obama. Senator Clinton is holding what's billed as an event with her supporters at the National Building Museum in Washington, D.C. Thousands are expected to show up. Just last night, Clinton and Obama held a face-to-face meeting at the home of Clinton supporter Senator Dianne Feinstein. The candidates talked for an hour, just the two of them. Feinstein did not sit in on the meeting, but she said that it ended with laughter. Going back to Tuesday night, many expected Clinton to announce her support for Obama then. Speaking in New York, she did praise Obama as a competitor, a friend, and an inspiration to many voters.
And tonight, I would like all of us to take a moment to recognize him and his supporters for all they have accomplished.
As for just what Obama had accomplished, Clinton didn't say. But later that evening, he did.
Tonight, I can stand here and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for the President of the United States of America.
And as such, Senator Obama could turn his attention to the task of picking a running mate. And to talk about running mates, Democratic and Republican, we've assembled the fusion ticket of E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution and David Brooks of the New York Times. Welcome back.
Thank you.
First, E.J., a running mate for Obama, who makes sense and who especially doesn't?
Well, obviously, there's the whole Clinton issue. Every signal they give and from the campaign is that they don't want Mrs. Clinton. I think she may have talked herself out of that job with that speech on Tuesday night, suggesting how complicated this could get. I think the case for her was getting stronger as she was doing so well in the primaries. But I just don't think that's going to happen. So you're looking at, I think Joe Biden would add a whole lot in terms of both his experience on foreign policy. He's Catholic. He's grew up in Pennsylvania, a key state. So I think there's the kind of national security choice. Then there are the choices that would help you win a state. Ted Strickland, the governor of Ohio, is on everyone's list. There's a threesome in Virginia, Jim Webb, the senator, Mark Warner, former governor, running for the Senate. So he's probably out of it. And Governor Tim Kaine. Webb would be very intriguing. He would be very good at trying to get those Scots-Irish votes in Appalachia because he's written a lot and thought a lot about the Scots-Irish, although he does not seem the sort of person who would like to play a supporting role to anyone. And then he could go for a woman. The problem there is that most of the obvious women, Governor Sebelius of Kansas, Governor Napolitano of Arizona, supported him. And so they wouldn't necessarily make the Clinton folks feel very good.
David Brooks, what do you think?
Well, I start with the heterodox prospect that the politics doesn't matter all that much. I really don't believe vice presidential picks swing an election, but the government matters a lot. You look at Dick Cheney, a vice president can really matter in government. And what's Barack Obama's problem going to be if he's elected? His problem is going to be that he's going to have a very tough Democratic Congress. I think the Republicans are going to be supine and marginal, but Nancy Pelosi will be strong. And his problem will be controlling the Democratic leadership in the Congress, who are actually not that change-oriented, but who want to get their own things done. So if I were him, I'd pick someone who's really good at legislating, who knows how to get legislation done. And to me, that's Tom Daschle, the former majority leader, who knows a lot about passing things through Congress, who could handle the Washington game.
A man who lost re-election to a Senate seat in South Dakota and then couldn't deliver South Dakota in the primary, though.
Yes, no, that's true. And the politics for Tom Daschle is not there. But he does bring a few things to the table. One, were very well liked, very calm, very Obama-like in his personality. Second, he does have the universal respect in Washington. I really think it's the inside game that Obama lacks.
EJ, one more word about the Democrats.
Well, I just happened to be with Daschle a couple hours ago. He is a very thoughtful guy, and David's exactly right. He is very Obama-like. I don't think he is going to be a ticket mate. I think he will play an important role in the administration, in particular in dealing with his Democratic colleagues in Congress.
Obama-like, meaning
calm in the middle of the storm, and kind of affable, easy to deal with.
Okay. John McCain, the maverick Republican senator who's trying to run not for a Bush third term, he keeps saying. Who's the best choice for him as a running mate, David? You're saying politics don't count. What does?
Again, I stick with my politics doesn't matter. So what's John McCain's governing problem? His problem is he's not the most organized guy in the world. In fact, he's sort of an antibody to organization. So he needs a vice president who will be a powerful vice president who will organize his administration, who will be really good in domestic policy. And for me, that's Rob Portman, who was an Ohio congressman, who was head of the budget office, head of the trade office under the first President Bush, a very professional guy, very well liked, and super, super organized, super, super competent.
And although it doesn't matter to you, he does come from Ohio.
That's a nice coincidence.
What do you think about what do you think about Republicans, EJ?
Most people in Washington like Rob Portman, including people who disagree with him on a lot of things. He is somebody who is quite conservative, but is extremely affable and easygoing, even though he's well organized, as David says. McCain's problem is that the Republicans really lost a lot of talent in the 06 elections, just like the Democrats lost talent and potential talent in 94. So there aren't any obvious governors to put on this ticket. Tim Pawlenty, the governor of Minnesota, yeah, is mentioned as a swing state, a thoughtful conservative. He could be, it would be very intriguing if McCain went for a woman. He really wants some of the disaffected Clinton vote. But again, it's not clear who that is. Condoleezza Rice doesn't seem to want it. I don't think that's a choice. Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas, but he's going to carry Texas or else he's going to lose everything. So there's no obvious path for that.
Does it strike both of you? We'll start with David. Does it strike both of you that we are about to get a well-framed election campaign between national tickets that present very clear and different answers to significant questions facing the country?
Yeah, I think so. In part, some old, some young. One's old, one's young, one's left, one's right. And the policy differences in some ways are pretty orthodox. One version of tax policy, another version of tax mm-hmm. policy. But I think what's interesting is I do think they both represent a sort of reform. John McCain says his is a reform which is really modernizing institutions, but not really dramatic change, just making the reform work. Barack Obama offers a much more dramatic view of change, but it is a pretty stark difference between the two on pretty much every level.
Sounds like a good election, AJ.
I think it's going to be a great election for the reasons you said and the reasons David said. This is the first time since I can remember where each party nominated the insurgent candidate. I think both McCain and Obama can be defined as insurgents, and they do have a different spirit about them. On the other hand, you could not have more stark differences. And in a way, I think it'll be easier to get at those differences because both candidates are in their different ways likable. So I don't think you're going to quite have some of the personality quirks getting in the way of a substantive election.
The problem is they don't like each other. They don't have much respect for each other. And the poisonousness of their personal attitudes towards each other has already, I think, gotten away, made a little stupider than it needs to be.
You mean as in remarks about Senator Obama being such a young man with so many bad ideas? And Obama, of course, always talks about the Straight Talk Express having gone off the rails at some point.
Right. They both think they're hypocrites. McCain, a lot of Republicans just think Obama is a fraud, basically. They think he talks a bipartisan game. He doesn't enact it. And I think the same is true of McCain. So Hillary and McCain actually really respected each other. Obama and McCain don't.
They dislike each other so much that they may tell the truth about what they think about each other, which doesn't always happen in a campaign.
E.J. Dionne and David Brooks, thanks to both of you for talking politics with us again.
Thank you.
Thank you.